This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese health officials say the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for the third consecutive day. The Health Commission confirms over 1,800 new cases on Sunday and 142 deaths. In Japan, the cruise ship Diamond Princess is being evacuated by several hundred Americans who are leaving for home aboard charter flights. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Cheryl and Paul Molesky from Syracuse are part of a group of about 400 Americans on the Diamond Princess being evacuated to U.S. Air Force bases.
Our hearts just went, woo, flying high. Yo.
They've been on the ship 27 days and stayed in their cabin nonstop for almost 2 weeks and will have to spend another 2 weeks in quarantine in the U.S. before finally going home, but say it's better than being on the ship, where nearly 400 have been confirmed with coronavirus.
A little bit scary with the numbers going up.
So far, Japan has recorded one coronavirus death. I'm Julie Walker.
Democratic presidential hopefuls campaigning in Las Vegas this weekend. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
At a Democratic Party gala near the site of the Las Vegas massacre, former Vice President Joe Biden criticized Bernie Sanders' vote in 2005 to protect gun makers from being sued.
We gave immunity to gun manufacturers. Look at what they've done.
Sanders says his populist plans are what the people want.
The agenda that we are bringing forth is exactly the agenda the working class of this country want.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calls it a key election.
I believe that 2020 is our moment in history.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says old ideas won't beat President Donald Trump.
We can't go up against the most disruptive president in American history, both by falling back on the familiar.
I'm Tim McGuire.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Several rockets have hit a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. A coalition spokesman says no one was injured in the attack early Sunday in Baghdad's Green Zone. The attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. Yemen's Houthi movement says retaliatory airstrikes after the shooting down of a Saudi-led coalition warplane have killed civilians, including children. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The United Nations says as many as 31 Yemeni civilians died in airstrikes on Saturday that the country's Houthi movement claims were retaliation by a Saudi-led coalition. In the latest flare-up in the five-year Yemen conflict, the Iran-aligned Houthis claimed on Friday to have shot down a coalition Tornado warplane in the Houthi-controlled Al-Jawf province. The area's health ministry said women and children were among those killed in the subsequent coalition airstrikes. The UN office in Yemen said preliminary field reports indicated 12 injured, as well as the up to 31 civilians killed.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Despite Yemen's brutal civil war, the International Organization for Migration reports tens of thousands of desperately poor Africans continue to cross the Gulf of Aden each year into the conflict-ridden country in hopes of reaching Saudi Arabia and finding work. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Nearly 5 years of civil war in Yemen has killed thousands of civilians, shattered the economy, and left millions of people on the verge of famine. The United Nations considers Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. Despite this disastrous situation, migrants from the Horn of Africa remain undeterred in their determination to reach Yemen and then to Saudi Arabia and a hoped-for better life. Last year, the International Organization for Migration reports more than 138,000 people crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. This is more than the 110,000 migrants and refugees who crossed the Mediterranean to reach Europe during the same period. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country will never hold talks with the United States under pressure, adding that the Islamic Republic will one day force its enemy to come to the negotiating table. The United States has reimposed crippling economic sanctions on Iran after exiting a major nuclear deal in 2018. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres began a three-day visit to Pakistan by urging the international community to support countries that continue to host millions of refugees from Afghanistan. Guterres is in Islamabad for meetings with Pakistani leaders and to deliver a keynote address to an international conference. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.